More than 145,000 students in Washington State are eligible for special education services, but those can be expensive, and the state superintendent's office plans to ask the legislature to approve more funding in the next session. More from KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross.
Earlier this year, lawmakers approved an increase in the formula used to fund special education. The state also provides extra dollars, known as safety net funds, that school districts can apply for when they have children with very high needs. But some school districts say even that doesn't cover the full cost of special education, and they have to use local levies to pay for the rest. Glenna Gallo heads the Special Education Department for the State Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction. She says increasing the safety net program is a priority for OSPI.
This is a part of the request that OSPI will be making legislatively.
Her office projects that it needs an extra $22 million this school year and another $33 million in the 2019-2020 school year for safety net funding. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.